This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Amen. Well, here we are again. We were last year at this time the same. The good old remnant left behind. But you know, the remnant in the Bible always turns out very good. They get blessed. So I hope that they get blessed up in the camp, but you are sure that you are blessed, because the remnant that was left always came out on top. So there you go. Oh, praise God. Well, that was a very good time of praise and worship, and the words that came out today, that was really anointed. I felt that was really... something really. And you know, when we sing the name of Jesus, we were singing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Not your whole spirit, just you feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit right in this place, don't you? Well, today I've got a specific word to bring, and it's sort of... it is very timely in the light of what's been happening just in the last few weeks in Montbold. We had tragedies, and you know, we've had all sorts of things happening. And the message the Lord's given me today, and I've titled it, that there is hope of relief in God's mercy. Yeah. And if you've got your Bible with you, if you could open up to Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations, here it is. Chapter 3, and I want to read from verse 19. To 25. And it says, "Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. And this I recall to mind, and therefore I have hope that the Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him." And the emphasis is definitely on verse 22 and 23. "The Lord's loving kindnesses never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning, for great is thy faithfulness." Hallelujah. And I would like to declare to all of us gathered here this morning that our God is a great and mighty God. Our God is a compassionate and merciful God. He's full of love and understanding towards all of mankind. So how much more to his own children? No one is excluded from his love, from his compassion, from his mercy. And Jesus Christ did not come into this world to condemn. No, he came to bring hope, freedom, and comfort to the needy, to the oppressed, and to the bowed down, and bruised in spirit. And if you turn to me with Isaiah 61, please, I'd like to read that portion of Scripture as well. Isaiah 61. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 3. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and a day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion or in the church, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, so that they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves us. The Bible declared that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world to pay the price for our freedom from all of those things. And under the old covenant, the leaders of the Jews, and by their leaders I mean the religious leaders, strictly applied the letter of the law. It is written such and such. And therefore, it left absolutely no room for compassion or mercy. And the Lord himself called them oppressors and hypocrites. But the Lord Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection, ushered in a new covenant, a better covenant, built on love and mercy, a covenant based on the Spirit of God, not on the letter of the law, which he condemned, but based upon the Spirit with the word. Hallelujah. Now read that again. The Lord Jesus, through his death and resurrection, ushered in a new covenant, a better covenant built on love and mercy, a covenant based on the Spirit of God. And that new covenant, now my mind is going totally blank on your name. That's terrible. But it was brought out so beautiful during the communion service, isn't it? That, you know, we have a new covenant. And Jesus is the one who got it for us. He gave his life for us. And so he did away with the letter of the law. There, you know, there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ. For, you know, it left absolutely no room for compassion or mercy, but the Lord himself called them oppressors and hypocrites. But the Lord Jesus, through his death and resurrection, ushered in a new covenant, a better covenant, built on love and mercy, a covenant built on the Spirit of God, not on the letter of the law, which he condemned, but based upon the Spirit of the Word. 2 Corinthians 3:6, it says, it is stated very clearly that the letter kills, but the Spirit brings life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, we can sort of, if you want to, you can have a bit of a look at that, at those two Aussie boys that are in jail on the moment, waiting to be executed. Well, the letter of the law states that they have committed a crime and they are to be executed. There is no mercy. There is no compassion. But, you know, we were the same. We were also lost. And also, by the letter of the law, we were condemned. But Jesus himself took all of our sins upon himself, set us free. You know, and the word declares that he who is free indeed. The word tells us the Lord is good to them that waits upon him, to the soul that seeks him. John 10 tells us that Jesus knows his own, and that his own know his voice. And sometimes there is a bit of confusion, misconception, if you like, about faithfulness or love or compassion to his children when things go all pear-shaped in your life. When we become truly born again by asking him to become our Lord and Savior and accept his atoning work on the cross for us, it is then God makes a new covenant with us. He wipes away all of our past. We become a new creation and old things have passed away. He adopts us as his own children. We become sons and daughters of the living God. We become part of his household, citizens of his kingdom. And how good is that? Can you say amen to that? Amen. Babe. Praise the Lord. In John 10:27, verse 27 to 29, it says that God is faithful. He looks after his own. He loves his own. And no one is able to pluck them out of his hand. Now that is a tremendous statement, isn't it? You know, that God has us in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves his own, and no one is able to pluck them out of his hand. But this covenant, this new covenant, does not stand or fall because of our sins or disobedience. But it stands firm on our acceptance of him and on his faithfulness and not our fickleness. And you can say praise the Lord to that. I'm sure I can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for that. And in Psalm 103, and it says there, well, let's have a look at Psalm 103. I like that one. It really speaks to me very often. Psalm 103, if I can find it. Psalm 103 and 13 to 14. It says, just as the Father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who reverence him. For he himself knows our frames. He is mindful that we are but dust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the Father pities his children, just this passage of Scripture alone speaks volumes to me about God's deep abiding love for us, his compassion, his everlasting mercy to them that fear and reverence him. And this passage tells us that he knows only too well that we are frail and liable to fail up to the standards at times. Would you believe that? Yeah. At times we do fail. We do fail. But God is great. And everything I've said so far is just to reinforce to us God's great unfailing love and compassion that he has towards us. And I want to go on from here and get to the main point of my message, which is that there are different times and seasons in everyone's life. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 gives us a long list of all the different times and seasons. But I would just like to read to you verses 1 to 4. And all of us go to those particular times and seasons during the course of our life. And the more so, I believe, as we mature in age. Ecclesiastes is over here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Praise your Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a great list there, but I just want to take the first four verses in that chapter. And it goes on to say that there is an appointed time for everything. And there is a time for every event under heaven, a time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Hallelujah. 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 All of us go through those particular times and seasons. We don't escape it, not a one of them. We all have these things come into our life. But we need to realize that when these times come upon us, we are not alone. God is there for us. For Psalm 46 tells us very clearly that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And I just want to read that one as well, because it is good to see the word and see what it has to say. Hallelujah. 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 Verses 1 to 3, and it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its water roar and foam, though the mountain quake at its swelling pride. Still, God is our refuge and strength, and a very present help in the time of trouble. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants us to call him and he will hear us. You know, in God's throne room, there is no voice. Sorry, I'm sort of a bit all over the place at the moment. But in God's throne room, there is no voicemail, right? You can ring him up any time, day or night. Because, you know, have you ever heard when, you know, hello, this is God. I'm away from my throne at the present moment in time. But please leave your name and number and I will call you back. Well, has he ever done that to any one of us? Has he ever done that? No. God is there 24/7 for us all the time. Every moment of the day, God is there, willing and ready and able to listen to you and to be with you and to lift you up. Hallelujah. He is a God we can call on in times of trouble, distress, sorrow, or when we cry out with a broken, grieving heart at the loss of a loved one, and he hears us. You know, sometimes there's things happened in our life, you know, that we can't comprehend. And still, in all of that, God is there, and he's there for you, and he's there waiting for you to call him. He's sitting, you know, as it were, beside the phone, ready to pick it up, not to put it on voicemail, but he's sitting there waiting for you to call him so he can answer you, so he can lift you up. Hallelujah. 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 His Holy Spirit is right there alongside of us. It is in us. And so he's there to comfort us, to strengthen us, to lead us, to lift us up. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Well, that is a tremendous comforting thought, isn't it? That he will never, ever leave us nor forsake us, even though we may sometimes feel that he's 100 miles away. But he's right there with us all the time. And so, you know, God has given us the Holy Spirit for this very purpose, to lift us up and to bring comfort to our hearts in time of distress, to build us up again, so we can keep going on in the reverence of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 30:11. All right, let's turn to that for a minute. Psalm 30, verse 11. Psalm 30, verse 11. And it says, well, I'll read from verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, thy God, I will give thanks to thee forever. Hallelujah. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. How good is that? How good is that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 5, I'd like to have a look at that in the same portion of Scripture. It says, for his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. As in, joy cometh in the morning. As I like to put it, you know, weeping may endure for the night, or as I like to put it, for a night season in our life. But joy comes in the morning. And that is the season that follows the night. And at times we are in a season of night where everything seems bleak and black and grim. Yet never forget that it is for a season. And, you know, morning follows the night. That never forget that our Lord Jesus is the lifter of our head. He is our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. And I can testify to a lot of what I've spoken here today from personal tragedies that's happened in my own life. So I know that I know that I know that the Lord is full of compassion, full of mercy, and that you can call upon him and he is there to lift you up and to guide you and to lead you. And that is any time of the day. And no matter what the situation is, no matter what, whether it is health, whether it is spiritual, whether it's financial, you know, tragedies, whatever, God is there for us. And we can call upon him any time of the day. He is there. He is there for us. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father God, you are a good God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that, Lord, we have your mercy, your grace, your comfort, Lord, with us all the time, Lord. And Lord, you are there for us when we need you the most, Father. Lord, your Holy Spirit is with us every step of the way, never to leave us, never to forsake us, but to lift us, to carry us when we need carrying, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just pray. I just pray, Father, that this word may have been an encouragement to some of us. And Lord, I just want to say, Lord, I love you and I worship you, Lord, with all my heart, as all my brothers and sisters here today. Right, and can we finish on this note, you know, because we want to finish up on a joyful note, don't we? Right? And just remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Amen. No matter where you are, no matter what the circumstances, if the devil can steal your joy, he's got you. So never let go of your joy. And remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you're in tough times and you start singing songs of praise, songs of joy, I mean, you know, your whole being starts getting loose and whatever, and the next minute you're dancing around the kitchen. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombol Krishna Fellowship.